This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show with Jason Hartman. The economic storm brewing around the world is set to spill into all aspects of our lives. Are you prepared? Where are you going to turn for the critical life skills necessary to survive and prosper? The Holistic Survival Show is your family's insurance for a better life. Jason will teach you to think independently, to understand threats, and how to create the ultimate action plan. Sudden change or worst case scenario, you'll be ready. Welcome to Holistic Survival, your key resource for protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Jason Hartman.
It's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Jamie Glazov to the show. He is managing editor of Front Page Magazine, best-selling author of United in Hate, How the Left's Romance with Tyranny and Terror, and also the new book, Jihadist Psychopath, How He is Charming, Seducing, and Devouring Us. Jamie, welcome. How are you?
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
It's good to have you. Let's start out a little bit on the economic side. I don't understand why the left seems to find that the capitalist structure that recognizes individual achievement is such a bad thing. I mean, it's just always perplexed me when other systems that are contrary to that have constantly failed at every time and place, every time in history, every place on earth. There's just no example of success, you know? What are your thoughts?
Well, this is the question of our time, Jason. It's something that I've dedicated my life to because my parents were dissidents in the Soviet Union, and they stood up against the evil empire, and they were able to escape when I was a little boy. We ended up in America, and I ended up falling in love with this country. And, of course, not just ended up, but I loved this country right away. And when I grew up here and also in Canada, let me put it this way. You have the freedom. You have the economic prosperity. This, for me and for our family, this was just a heaven on earth in terms of liberty and also in terms of the standard of living. My mom says that I was just walking around in the supermarkets as a little kid, just fascinated. And so your question is right on.
Yeah.
Because as I grew older, I began to see a species called the left.
Mm-hmm.
And they were telling me and my family that where we came from was a great place. They admired the Soviet Union. They loved the Soviet Union.
Yeah, it's like Ronald Reagan said in one of his speeches years ago. He said, "How many ships do you see or boats do you see leaving San Diego Harbor for Russia? Zero. How many do you see leaving Miami for Cuba? Right? Zero. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's just, you know, it makes me wonder, Jamie, are people just completely ignorant? Are they bored? You know, is it conspiratorial? I mean, obviously, look, at when you're at the top of the rung, if you're in the coinciente running things, hey, communism is a pretty great system for you when you're the elite. But a lot of these leftists, they're certainly not the elite. I don't think they view that they would become the elite if we changed that type of system. Are they just ignorant? I mean, what are, you know, are they delusional? What's going on there?
Look, there could be some delusional people, but overall the root is malice. And so what I was going to say is that I dedicated my life to studying the left. And in United in Hate, The Left's Romance with Tyranny and Terror, in my book, I give an account of how the left has worshipped and admired these completely monstrous, disastrous systems that not just murdered millions of their people, but on the economic side caused complete economic devastation. Overall, it is the pretension to equality. The leftist, he would rather that everybody be poor and miserable, that there is prosperity, but that there is also individualism. Now, you're absolutely right that in the end, they want to be the nomenclatura, the higher class. So there's a double standard in even what they're saying. But they hate individualism. They hate freedom. They hate prosperity. Ultimately, they hate God's creation. It's a negation of human nature and of God's creation. And they want to destroy all that. So for them, it doesn't matter that it causes misery. They just don't want to see the prosperity and the consequences of individualism.
Yeah, that is really, truly amazing. It really is. So how do we educate? I mean, it seems that, you know, when you look at these political arguments that you see on social media and so forth, you just can't convince anybody of this. You know, if they believe that these systems are better, you know, and that you can't tell them that, hey, socialism is trickle-up poverty, they'll cite Scandinavian examples, which really aren't what they seem. I've done shows on that before. You know, everywhere else, just miserable failure. So what do you do?
You're absolutely right, Jason. Well, look, this is the thing, and I document this in Jihad as Psychopath and also United in Hate. It takes a lot of courage and a lot of wisdom to be a conservative, because the utopian virus is what we're discussing here and is what I call it. It's the easiest way to go. The easiest way to go for humans is to go that route, because ultimately this is the serpent's first lie. This is a demonic movement ultimately, because the serpent's first lie to Eve is that you can be God. This is where it all stems from. The left believes that they are self-appointed redeemers, that they can build a perfect planet, they can create heaven on earth, and it's very, very appealing. And so it takes a lot of courage to accept that we cannot build a perfect planet here, that perfection only comes from above, and that there's a certain hierarchy and inequality in life. That's not to say that we don't love other people, and then that we don't see each other as equals in the eyes of God, but that ultimately all people are different. But we're fighting against a very strong wave here, because when Obama's standing at the stage and saying, it doesn't matter who you love, it doesn't matter who you are, come and join us, we're all going to hold hands, we're all going to be equal, it's very, very contagious and attractive. And so the human being essentially is very, very hypnotically attracted to that. You have to be courageous. You have to be wise and know human history to be able to stand aside from that. Because every experiment with trying to build a perfect planet always ends up in hell, as we know.
No question about it. It's always been funny to me how when Castro was alive, Steven Spielberg and every Hollywood liberal would worship him. You know, Michael Moore said that health care in Cuba is better than it is in the United States. But when he got sick, he didn't go to Cuba. I noticed that. Steven Spielberg was quoted as saying, this isn't necessarily promoting Castro, but it kind of is, I think. It's amazing how these people seem to revere these truly evil people. I don't get it.
Well, absolutely. Now, I know you're being rhetorical in the sense of that you don't get it, but once we understand the left and what it is, it makes complete sense. And so in United in Hate, I document exactly what you're talking about, because I was always fascinated with the left's romance, with the entities that will ultimately devour and extinguish them. So in my book, United in Hate, I documented the fellow travelers going to Stalinist Russia and worshiping Stalin and that regime over there. And of course, many of them were killed and extinguished. Then I studied, and you know, in that book, I showed the fellow traveling to Maoist China and to Castro's Cuba and to North Vietnam, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jason, in the end, what this is it's a hatred of man for what and who he is. It's a hatred of human nature, and it's a hatred of the human condition. And ultimately, it's a hatred of self. The leftist ultimately is trying to shed himself of his own unwanted self, because they're trying to create an earthly paradise where humans ultimately cannot be who they are. And I know that that sounds, you know, we have to dissect it because maybe it's a little too, quote-unquote, blurry when we say it, but it explains completely why the intellectual, leftist intellectuals would go to Castro's Cuba, a regime that extinguishes and executes intellectuals. And so there's a death wish here on the left, and it completely explains why a Jewish man like Noam Chomsky would travel to Lebanon and embrace Nasrallah when Hezbollah wants to kill all Jews.
I had Noam Chomsky on the show. Yeah,
and it explains why leftist feminists today worship Islamic supremacism, which would extinguish them within 40 seconds of contact.
And not only that, but the gay community same concept, right?
Mm-hmm.
These things are so nonsensical, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I saw a cartoon that referenced that, and it was kind of like they give them a pass and say, well, that's just their culture. But if you're a Republican, God, you're much more evil than, you know.
Right. So, Jason, again, I repeat, when you say it doesn't make sense, let's say to you, it's a great thing to say in terms of saying how pathological it is. But once we understand what the left is, it makes complete sense. I'll just crystallize the thing here.
Yeah.
Leftists want to destroy their own host capitalist society. Their ultimate goal is to destroy this society, the capitalist democratic society. That's their goal. So therefore, they have to be in romance and to dance and to flirt with adversary cultures, adversary ideologies.
Mm-hmm.
The sociologist Paul Hollander has documented this. David Horowitz has documented this, and I've dedicated my life to showing this and documenting it as well. So therefore, when Asia Bibi, a Christian woman, is in prison in Pakistani jails for 8 years right now just for touching a cup, you would think that Joy Behar and Chelsea Handler and Kathy Griffin would say something on her behalf because they're supposed to be feminists.
Mm-hmm.
However,
right.
if they do that, they will be admitting that there's an adversary culture and an adversary ideology that is worse than ours, that is evil. If they make that step, they would have to admit that our society is superior, that our society is worth defending and protecting. They cannot do that because it completely eliminates their goal of destroying our civilization. Therefore, the victims of an adversary culture have to be pushed into invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to deny the victims of communism and of jihad and Sharia, and they have to be on the side of the persecutors of those victims.
Mm-hmm. Crazy stuff. Talk to us a little bit more about jihad.
It's evil. It's crazy,
it's
evil. It's evil.
Yeah, no question about it.
For me, it's very personal to me, Jason,
mm-hmm.
because the communist system killed millions of my people.
Oh, sure.
It sent my family members to the gulag. And when we came to America, these SOBs, and I'm sorry if this is a family show, I'll just use initials, but they sided with our murder, the people who murdered my family. They side with those people. So today, when Obama says the future does not belong to those who slander the Prophet of Islam, he is supporting Islamic blasphemy laws. He is enabling the millions of Muslims in the streets in Pakistan right now that are rioting for the blood. They want the blood of Asia Bibi. We have a president. And we had a president, thank God that that's past tense, that was on the side of those monsters. And thank God for President Donald Trump, because now he's in the way of the unholy alliance, which is Islam and the left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so talk to us a little bit more about your latest book, if you would. You've got some interesting chapter headings in there, but I'll let you take it where you want.
Well, I'm dealing exactly with what you're discussing, and when you're saying, does this make any sense? What's going on? Because I've dedicated my whole life to trying to understand this. And so we have a surrender taking place right now. We have Laura Loomer that's standing up against Sharia and jihad that's kicked off Twitter.
Yeah,
we have Tommy Robinson that's kicked off Twitter.
Yeah.
And when we talk about Twitter, some people say, oh, well, that's just social media. No, no, no. Social media is crucial, and it also reflects what's happening in the rest of society.
Sure it does. Yeah, these
Robert Spencer and Pamela Geller can't come into the United Kingdom because they're against jihad, but jihadists are allowed into the United Kingdom. So I could go on and on, but look, in terms of jihadist psychopath, let me put it this way. I studied psychopaths for years. I studied psychopathy. I study, and all of us, by the way, once you read the book, you'll realize, if you haven't by now, that you've been in the web of a psychopath. It could be somebody you work with. It could be a relative. It could be a neighbor. But I studied how psychopaths romance and charm and devour their victims, and they have a certain step-by-step process.
Okay.
As I was studying the jihadist takeover of our society, I noticed that in every single step, it is the exact same thing that psychopaths do to their victims. Therefore, I call the book Jihadist Psychopath, because I show that in every single way that Islamic supremacism is conquering us right now, it's exactly how the psychopath conquers his victims. I'll give a very quick example. When a psychopath punches his victim in the face, within 30 seconds, the victim is apologizing. The psychopath, when he is abusing his victim, becomes the victim, and the victim becomes the perpetrator. They're very shrewd in how they do this. Mm-hmm. If you watch every jihadist attack right now, after every jihadist attack, when, for instance, the Muslim community should be saying, "We are so sorry, Surahs 9-5, Surahs 9-29 have inspired and sanctioned what these people just did to the non-Muslims." That's not what you see. Mm-hmm. What you see is Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon and Rachel Maddow reporting that the Muslim community is very afraid of a backlash.
Yeah,
and within 2 seconds of a jihadist attack, we are apologizing to the Muslim community. You see how clever they are?
Mm-hmm.
And again, when I say clever, I don't mean all Muslims. This is the libel that the enemy engages in. We love all people, and we know there's many good Muslim people. I'm referring to Islam and how the process works.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do we do? What is the action step here, if there is one?
Well, great question. Number one, we do what you're doing. We have to keep talking, and we have to get the information out there, because to begin with, the great danger is that the jihadist psychopath has created a plantation. There's a plantation that many Westerners are on, and they're terrified, and they're on it. Because, you see, the jihadist psychopath is ruthless. The left in Islam, the plantation that they've built, you even dare engage in a thought crime, which is, for instance, that Islam is a violent religion and has violent passages that sanction jihad. If you say anything like that, you are now labeled a white supremacist and a racist and a bigot and all those things that they do. People, number one, have to, number one, escape that plantation. And my book shows how we can free ourselves from that. We have to understand that the left is molding the boundaries of discourse now. It controls the boundaries of discourse of how we're thinking. We have to be brave enough to still say the truth and not be afraid of how we are libeled and how we are slandered. And yes, so it's all about information. And we also have to support the good people, people like Donald Trump that are in their way. And we have to just keep battling. We have to get the information out there and many other things that I show in my book. But it's a process of liberating ourselves from this chokehold and continuing to get the information out there, and also to engage, Jason. The problem with conservatives is many of them do not know how to fight culture war. Conservatives think that canceling their cable...
They're terrible at it.
They think that canceling their cable is winning. You don't leave a football field and think that you're going to win the game. You have to engage and expose constantly, so you have to get involved in the culture. I know so many conservatives that when I talk to them I do, they go, "Oh yeah, well, I'll shoot a jihadist if he comes to my front doorstep." No, you should be involved in the process where we stop these people from coming into the country in the first place.
So what should they do then? Vote and support, you know, candidates who want a secure border? Is that what you're saying? Or what are you saying?
Well, first of all, I mean, it can be on many levels. Write a letter to the editor. Write something. Support people like you. Support the people that are telling the truth. Get involved. Write to your senator. Write to a congressman. You know, exactly. Voting. Support the people that are out there fighting, whether it's, you know, Laura Loomer or you or people like David Horowitz or the producer of my show, Annie Cyrus. Get out there. If you're not going to get out there yourself, support the people that are.
Yeah, very good. Give out your website and tell people where they can find you.
Well, my name is Jamie Glazoff. My website is jamieglazoff.com. Now, I'm the editor of David Horowitz Front Page Magazine, which is crucial to visit. David Horowitz is a former leftist who left the left and is now confronting the left, so he knows every step they make, and we're fighting to defend our civilization from the enemies at home and abroad. So go to frontpagemag.com, go to my site, jamieglazoff.com, and I have a TV show called The Glazoff Gang, where we ask the questions and narrow in on issues that you will never see in the establishment media.
Jamie, thanks for joining us.
It was a real honor to be here. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any episodes. Be sure to check out the show's specific website and our general website, hartmanmedia.com, for appropriate disclaimers and terms of service. Remember that guest opinions are their own, and if you require specific legal or tax advice or advice in any other specialized area, please consult an appropriate professional. And we also very much appreciate you reviewing the show. Please go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever platform you're using and write a review for the show. We would very much appreciate that. And be sure to make it official and subscribe so you do not miss any episodes. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.